Just to go back to the earlier point about discovery and objectivism, I suppose, what happened after the initial publication of Discovery of Grounded Theory was the turn to language, the move into a kind of postmodern kind of interest in a kind of social construction of the world and so on. One thing that certainly puzzles my students is just whether Grounded Theory is or is not compatible with a much more kind of a constructivist view of the world in which you're looking at how people are using language and so on. And what's your view on that?
Oh, definitely. I definitely agree that it is. In fact, that's one of my recipes. Pay attention to language. Pay attention to your language, our language, the language of our participants, the implicit meanings in language, how language structures actions and forms a frame for action. Yes, definitely.
That's interesting, because that's very different from the objectivist view that says Grounded Theory is simply coming up with, you know, some kind of objective explanation or theory about things. Actually, what you're saying here is that it can do both that and pay attention to how people are using the words to construct their view of the world and so on.
And I think that's very consistent with Anselm Strauss. I really do. He was a pretty sophisticated symbolic interactionist, and he realized how naming things said something about your relation to them, or renaming. He has a wonderful quote from John Dewey in his Mirrors and Masks about renaming a phenomenon changes your relationship to it. He's been very influenced by Dewey.
Interesting, yes. It often struck me that actually there's a lot of symbolic interactionism in Grounded Theory, that and yes, back to the philosophers like Julian and so on, that's important.